From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New foreclosure filings were up a bit in January, although down compared to the same month last year, and home repossessions were up 12% last month. Some analysts are cautioning that there may be a new surge in foreclosures this year. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what can you tell us about these new figures from the foreclosure monitoring firm RealtyTrack?
Craig, RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga tells us that last year's foreclosure paperwork scandal kept a damper on new foreclosure activity through January, but he expects foreclosures to rise again in coming months.
So is he seeing banks helping customers more effectively with restructuring their loans?
Well, I asked him, and he tells me yes and no.
We are seeing banks do more loan modifications. We're not seeing much movement toward the types of modifications that virtually everybody believes have the highest incidence of success.
And he says that the type of mortgage restructuring that is most likely to succeed is one that actually reduces the principal. He says that brings us back to the big issue, which is the total that most people owe.
The real question is whether the loan modification in and of itself will be enough to get the borrower to a point where they can actually afford to pay their bills. And in a lot of cases, people were unfortunately put into home loans where they were paying 40, 50, 60% of their incomes for housing, which is just really an unsustainably high percentage of somebody's monthly pay.
In addition to that, Craig, he says foreclosures continue to spread across metropolitan areas where they were not much of a problem before.
And it looks like, Paul, most of the new filings were concentrated in just five states once again. That's Paul Brown in Washington with the latest on foreclosures. Bus drivers and other public transportation workers in Cairo are joining thousands of other government employees who are on strike today as part of the protest against the regime of Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak. Pro-democracy protesters have gathered outside the Egyptian parliament building today to press for change. The Obama administration is stepping up pressure on Egypt's leaders for immediate political reforms, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
The Egyptian government is going to have to take some real, concrete steps in order to meet the threshold that the people of Egypt that they represent require from their government.
But Egypt's Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Rait says the immediate steps being demanded by the U.S. would lead to
a rush towards chaos without end.
Abu Rait was interviewed on PBS. A teenage suicide bomber in Pakistan has detonated an explosion that has killed at least 31 Pakistani army troops and wounded more than 40 others. The boy walked onto a parade ground of a military training school and triggered the blast today just as cadets were gathering. This is NPR News. Republican Congressman Christopher Lee of New York has resigned. He abruptly stepped down after the website Gawker reported that the two-term lawmaker, who's married and has a young son, had sent flirtatious email messages and a shirtless photo of himself to a woman that he met online. Lee released a statement saying he had made profound mistakes and regretting the harm that his actions have caused his family, staff, and constituents. Democratic Senator Jim Webb of Virginia says he will not seek re-election next year. He becomes the third member of the Senate Democratic Caucus to decline to seek another term. NPR's David Wellner reports Webb's decision has Democrats scrambling to find a candidate to replace him.
Senator Webb did not explain why he was leaving, other than to say he had decided to return to the private sector. Webb is a former Republican Secretary of the Navy, an accomplished novelist, as well as a decorated Marine and Vietnam veteran. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
President Obama travels to Michigan today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama will be pushing for 98% of Americans to have high-speed internet access within 5 years.
President Obama wants to expand broadband access by letting businesses sell their spectrum through voluntary auctions. The profits will be divided between the sellers and the government. The White House estimates that this program would cut the deficit by nearly $10 billion over 10 years. White House Chief Technology Officer Anish Chopra says it'll also help the economy grow.
We're seeing small businesses in rural communities with access to high-speed broadband able to export their goods from anywhere in the country.
The president hopes this plan will also improve public safety by establishing a system where law enforcement and other agencies can communicate wirelessly.
This is NPR News.